ahead of the 75th anniversary of the liberation of German concentration camps. Today, the National Liberty Museum in Philadelphia is opening an exhibit of art made by prisoners of Auschwitz. The exhibit, Forbidden Art, ties into a local push now to raise money to restore the camps to how they looked on Liberation Day. For WHYY, Dara Lise Lyons reports.
The Forbidden Art exhibition showcases 20 artistic images, all of which were made by Jewish and Polish prisoners at the Auschwitz concentration camp between 1940 and 1945.
So this is art done by the prisoners to soothe their minds, to soothe their bodies, to show what happened.
Louis Gantman, a member of the Auschwitz-Birkenau Memorial Foundation, was instrumental in arranging for the art to come to the Liberty Museum. He and fellow Philadelphia board member, Joseph Finkelstein, are working to raise capital and awareness in order to preserve the largest Jewish graveyard in history.
We're not restoring Auschwitz. We're not rebuilding it. Yeah. We're preserving it in the condition in which it was found on the date of liberation.
Gantman and Finkelstein say there are two big reasons behind the effort: to pay respect to those killed there and to help people with no personal tie to the Holocaust to learn about it.
Auschwitz has, this is staggering, 2 million visitors a year.
Wow.
They give tours in 22 languages.
The work of the foundation isn't merely academic. It is also personal, says Finkelstein.
My parents were both in concentration camps, and they suffered, you know, very, very trauma. So it was very painful for them to talk about it. They didn't talk about it to their children, but they didn't even talk about it to each other.
Gradually, that changed.
They opened up and started talking about it over the years, and I got more and more of the narrative in small pieces. But I was never the one asking. Other people were asking them, and I was listening.
Did you want to ask?
I did, but I knew that I wasn't supposed to, because that would cause them pain.
Pretty soon, there will be no more living survivors to tell their stories. Some are willing, even eager, to open up about their experiences. A few days after my interview with Gantman and Finkelstein, I visited William Schwabe, a soon-to-be 96-year-old German refugee, at an assisted living facility in Jenkintown. Schwabe escaped Nazi persecution in 1939 when he was 15. Prior to becoming refugees, his family owned a thriving store in the center of their town, Hanau, Germany. Schwabe remembers that night in November 1938, known as the Night of Broken Glass, when Jewish-owned stores, buildings, and synagogues were vandalized or torched. 100 people were killed.
When our store was destroyed, it was absolutely destroyed. There was one very faithful employee who helped my mother pick up the pieces.
Like the rest of their German-Jewish counterparts, the Schwabes lived through almost unspeakable trauma. Bill's father was even temporarily sent to a Nazi camp.
My father came back from the concentration camp. He looked like a skeleton. You could see the bones through his skin.
Despite surviving, he remained haunted.
When my father thought of the past, he thought of the people that he knew, some of whom made it out and did very well. And some, of course, died and did. And some of them died gruesome deaths, really bad deaths. He never talked about this, but I'm sure that it was never far from his mind.
The Forbidden Art exhibition at the National Liberty Museum opens today on Schwabe's 96th birthday, which also happens to be Veterans Day. When Gantman and Finkelstein heard Schwabe's story and found out about the exhibition opening coinciding with his birthday, they offered transportation to the museum along with a private tour. The exhibition tries to highlight the beauty people in the camps were able to make under inhumane conditions. The artists' acts of defiance and resilience remain long after the camps were emptied. For WHYY, Dara Lise Lyons.